Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal has announced major initiatives aimed at enabling the waterways potential of Nagaland. The announcement was made during the stakeholders' conference organized by the Inland Waterways Authority of India, Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, held at Jammu Kadima yesterday. Sonowal also announced the development of Dizer-Zengi National Waterways 101, adding that Dizer-Zengi River will be harnessed for economic development of Nagaland to enable cargo and passenger transport. He urged both the Inland Waterways Authority of India, IWAI, and the Transport Department, Government of Nagaland, to work together to study for navigation feasibility. Sonowal also announced to take initiatives to develop the immense tourism potential of Doyang River Lake with community jetties as well as study feasibility of Ro-Pax ferries. This will boost the tourism potential of the state, he added, stating that waterways is the most economical, sustainable and efficient mode of transportation. The union minister said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has always given top priority of the inland waterways in the country as the viable alternative to develop an efficient and effective mode of transportation in the country. He also noted that Northeast has a major role to play as the growth engine of India, as envisioned by PM Modi. Sonowal called upon all the stakeholders like transporters, Exim traders, business interests and vessel owners to utilize the opportunity provided by the revamped waterways of the region. The union minister further called upon the youth of the Northeast to train in maritime skills at a maritime skill development center to avail employment opportunities in the marine sector. Chief Minister Nipirio said, Nagaland has pristine rivers and lakes and the state is looking towards a viable, sustainable transport and boost connectivity. Speaking at the stakeholders' conference of the Inland Waterways Authority of India yesterday, he said ports, shipping and waterways is a new thing to the people of the state, however adding that the state has to come out of its comfort zone and go beyond and participate in this new venture. Rio therefore said, with a clear plan and concerted effort, it can make an imprint in the inland waterways map of India, which Nagaland has been aspiring for more than two decades. He also pointed out that unless the participation comes from the people themselves, the department alone cannot do anything. Rio said the state government will try to convince the youth and the stakeholders to fully support and participate in this new venture for the future of the younger generation. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Budden said, the Northeast region holds tremendous promise for trade and by leveraging our waterways, including the potential of Doyang River in Nagaland, can create new avenues for commerce and foster economic growth. He said this will not only benefit local business but also attract investments from outside the region. Budden said, our aim should be to create a seamless and efficient transportation network that connects producers with consumers. Budden also expressed his excitement about the opportunities this development brings for trade, tourism and connectivity in the region. Deputy Chief Minister, while extending gratefulness to IWAI for organizing this impactful event, exuded hope that under the visionary leadership of PM Narendra Modi and Sarbananda Sonowal, we are realizing the immense potential for trade, tourism and regional connectivity. The Supreme Court yesterday issued notice on a fresh batch of petitions filed by the National Testing Agency, NTA, seeking the transfer of pleas pending before the Rajasthan High Court related to the alleged NEET UG paper leak to the Apex Court. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, Justice J.B. Batriwala and Justice Manoj Misra issued a notice to the petitioners before the Rajasthan High Court and tagged the transfer petitions with the already pending matters in the issue. However, the bench refused to pass a formal order staying the proceedings pending before the Rajasthan High Court. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will chair the 7th apex-level meeting of the Narco Coordination Centre in New Delhi tomorrow. Sharv launched National Narcotics Helpline, MANAS, and inaugurated the Narcotics Control Bureau's zonal office at Srinagar. Sharv will also release NCP's Annual Report 2023 and compendium on Nasha Mukt Bharat. This meeting will focus on coordinating and synergizing the efforts of various central and state government agencies involved in countering drug trafficking and abuse in India. In a statement, the Home Ministry said that a three-point strategy of strengthening institutional structure, coordination among all narco agencies, and extensive public awareness campaign will achieve the goal of a drug-free India by 2047. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.